Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's June 2015. As Americans live longer, pension coverage shifts to contribution plans, and uncertainties about Social Security abound, the role of savings in retirement planning may be more important than ever. A team led by Charles Jezik, a director in GAO's Education, Workforce, and Income Security team, recently reviewed the financial resources of retirees and workers approaching retirement. GAO's Jacques Arsenault sat down with Charlie to discuss what they found.
Your report leads with a fairly striking finding about Americans' retirement savings. Can you talk about what you found as far as how much workers are saving for retirement?
Sure, Jacques. The bottom line is many older Americans don't have a lot of retirement savings. We found that 52% of households age 55 and older have no retirement savings, and 29% have either no retirement savings, meaning they have no IRA or 401k, and they have no defined benefit plan or traditional pension plan as well. Meanwhile, of the 48% that do have some form of retirement savings, the median balance is about $109,000. This today would get you an inflation-adjusted annuity of about $405 a month at age 65. So it's not a huge amount.
So that seems like a potentially dire situation. What did the studies you looked at say about whether this will be enough for workers to retire on?
Well, while all the studies agree on the basic data, there's a lot of disagreement about the implications. Some studies are more optimistic than others, and basically it revolves around what amount of income does one need in retirement, what level of replacement income would one need. Now, it can vary considerably across households. For example, a family that has children out of the house, for them to form their own households, or whether they have paid off their mortgage, they're in a different situation than, say, a household where somebody has a serious medical problem. However, all of the studies find that regardless of the target that they chose, between one-third and two-thirds of households do not meet these replacement income targets.
Let me ask you then, what does this savings situation mean for policymakers or for future planning?
Well, for policymakers, I think they have to really think about how they want to address this issue. We know now that traditional pensions are disappearing. We know that 401k plans, from what we've seen, the account balances are low. And to some degree, this is a reflection of the slow wage growth that workers have experienced for the last several decades. And then I think the issue is that there are still a lot of workers that don't have any access to a retirement savings plan at all. So the bottom line is I think that policymakers and the Congress are going to have to take a real critical look at this issue in the future.
And can you talk about how Social Security plays into the situation?
Well, one of the things we found that Social Security, as you might imagine, is a key component of retirement savings. In total, it accounts for about 44% of all income received by people in retirement. And over 40% of households between 65 and 74, 44% depend on Social Security for over half of their income. So it's clearly an essential component.
So then for workers who are approaching retirement or starting to think about retirement, what should they be doing now?
Well, I think right now the bottom line is that in many cases, increasingly people are on their own. I think what that means is that people should try to save as much as they can. It is really difficult. There are competing demands, student loans, homes, all sorts of things. But to try to save as much as you can. And of course, if you can get a job that still offers a traditional pension, you should grab it and stay there because that would really help you in terms of having a secure retirement.
So then finally, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
Well, the bottom line is that the numbers don't look all that great. For a lot of people, they may be at risk, depending on how you define adequate retirement, they may be at risk of not having sufficient income in retirement.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.